The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Breaking the law. Breaking the rules. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, not to be kidding. I've got another question for you, and I know we're out of time. I appreciate you coming on and going back and forth in this kind of discussion today. But here are the questions I'm getting on InfoWars.com. Did Trump really say transgenders should use any bathroom they want, or is this media spin? No, he said we shouldn't build them their own bathrooms because it'll bankrupt people like the access ramps. That's what he said. So everybody's just going to single-person bathrooms because of all this weirdness. And this is admitted psych warfare, going after the family, political correctness, attacking mother and father. This is stuff you'd use to kill a civilization. It's like ant killer, you know, like we're ants or something. Dr. Pachinik, what do you think of the political correctness? I think that's their only weapon, is just getting us all to infight with each other. I think that's backfiring. What's your view on that?
Well, I think it's backfiring. I think that, you know, you have to be sensitive to differences and cultural variations, but it doesn't mean you overstep your bounds, and it means you don't spend a lot of time on that issue. America should be proud of the fact that we've had, number one, we have an African-American president. Number two, we have women on, the Supreme Court. Number three, we've really advanced quite a lot. And, you know, advancement takes some amount of push and pushback, and that's part of our revolution. You know, we have always been in constant motion, and we always will be in constant motion. But the key right now is to focus in on the fact that the American will has to be represented by a president who represents the American will and not the American political correctness. That has to be determined by Trump, Hillary, or whoever they want to put up there if Hillary's indicted. That's their problem. The key issue now is that we have massive amounts of corruption that's occurred domestically, internationally, that's been exposed by our own internal intelligence system. We have a republic that will continue to go on, but unfortunately we're sending soldiers overseas without the permission of the American people. I know of a group of young men who are going now into the Horn of Africa. They're coming out of Florida, and the question is why? Why are we continuing to send our young men and women into harm's way when, in fact, we haven't declared a state of war and we're not in a state of war? A war on terror does not exist.
That yeah, I know about some of those African operations that are going on, too, through the grapevine. I mean, they're doing and they give them these wild cover stories to make the special ops people think that it's for a greater good, but it's very limited. They, like, have the intro mission, that's the cover mission, and then the rest of the mission. Aren't the soldiers, I think they are, smart enough to figure that out?
Well, most of them are highly trained. Many of them are masters in political science. Many of them are advanced politicians in our communities. Many of them are far superior in intelligence than you would have imagined. But nevertheless, they joined to serve our country. The issue at hand isn't the fact that they're serving our country. The issue at hand is where are we deploying our troops and why? And why isn't our president, whoever is in charge, explaining why we're deploying thousands of men into the Horn of Africa? And why are we still continuing in a 15-year war in Afghanistan that is certainly self-destructed? And why are we still in Iraq for the God knows how many times? So these are the issues that have to be quickly resolved. Trump has articulated the problem. Trump has said, look, we have to look at this in a serious way, and we need generals like Mike Flynn and others to address the issues of where we can and where we shouldn't be involved. I don't think we belong in the Horn of Africa. If we need the Horn of Africa, there are many mercenary companies that can go there instead of our own men and women. And I think we have to reconsider where our deployments are occurring and what we need them for.
All right, Dr. Pachinik, I know you're a busy guy, but I said this a few months ago when you were on. Will you come on soon and talk about your new book?
No problem. It's always a pleasure to be on, and God bless your people, and thank you all for everything you've done for this country. All of you.
Dr. Pachinik, does it feel good?
I look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. I mean, just in 10 seconds. How good does it feel, though, seeing 9/11 Truth come out? I mean, that's got to feel good.
Well, it feels wonderful, but we still have a lot of work to do, and I think the American public should congratulate itself and also continue to fight. And thanks to all of you for a wonderful, wonderful
Absolutely. Effort. Thank you, Dr. Pachetti.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract. From within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This fourth hour, I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to Larry Nichols live at the bottom of the hour. We're going to play a report for you here in just a moment from Billy Corrigan. We pull this out because it's very interesting what he talked about, how Facebook is trying to ban a Trump page. So we're going to play that report in just a moment. Before we do, I want you to be aware of the many different ways that tricks are being used in this election. This is one of the key things about this election, I think. Win or lose, it's key that we educate people about the crooked games that are being played. Here's an example of one, okay? In Pennsylvania, there's this article from Bloomberg, Trump wave bills in a steel town that's been forsaken by the world economy. Of course, they talk about it being a Trump wave because this is the town of Johnstown, Pennsylvania. It's been devastated by floods not once or twice, but three times in less than a century. But the thing that really wiped them out was the economic wave, as they point out, that washed away the steel industry and the way of life in that area. So Trump has a very large lead in Pennsylvania. The latest CBS survey shows him 20 points ahead of his closest rival. And yet, there are stories about how the election is going to break down. When they have the election, it's going to be a nice beauty contest again. And there's going to be some delegates that follow whoever wins this contest. But that's not that many delegates. Most of the delegates are going to be done later. In an election that most people are not talking about, they don't want you to talk about it because just like in Colorado, like the GOP establishment person told one of the people that we interviewed, they told her, well, she said, why hasn't this been publicized? Nobody's talking about this election and how this is being done. He goes, well, we don't want the wrong people to show up. Now, in Pennsylvania, not only are they not talking about the true election of the delegates, but they don't even allow on the election ballot for it to be indicated as to who the delegates support. So you're going to be going, if you bother to go to the second election that you probably won't know about, you're going to be going there to vote for some anonymous delegates. Okay? You don't know who these guys are, but believe me, the insiders will know who is who. So if Trump really wants to win that state, he needs to do essentially what Roger Stone has said we're going to do at the Cleveland convention. So we're going to go around, we're going to talk to the delegates, we're going to say, declare who you support. Do you come from a state like South Carolina where Trump won all the delegates? Then tell us, do you support Trump or do you support Cruz? Who are you really? And like I said yesterday, the reason we have this language of delegates, and we say it's Trump's delegates or Cruz's delegates, is because of the Electoral College. And in that situation, the guy who wins the state gets to send his slate of candidates in. So if the Republican Party wins, they've already got a slate of delegates that they've registered with the Board of Elections saying these are the delegates that are going to go for the Republican candidate. Likewise, the Democrats, even for the Libertarian Party, as I pointed out yesterday, I was on a slate of delegates in case the Libertarian Party candidate won. You would expect, wouldn't you, that the candidate's delegates are going to be loyal to the candidate. Now, they can always change their mind as delegates if we get into several rounds of voting, but you still wanted to make sure this person's going to be loyal to the voters' wishes, because it's the voters that were really taking them away from. So what Trump needs to do is he needs to run some ads in that state saying, hey, you know, they're trying to rig Pennsylvania, too. They're going to have, I want you to vote in this election because there's some delegates up in this beauty contest. And that's important, beauty contest. But the real election is coming such and such a date. And here are the slate of candidates that you should be voting for. Or send them to a website to say, these are the delegates you should be voting for. We need to get smart about how this game is played. And we need to educate the people that there is a game that is being played about this. Let's talk about, let's run this report of Billy Corgan talking about how Facebook is banning Trump pages.
A lot of my friends are what I would quantify as average American citizens, my family. What do they do at a participatory level to either encourage or discourage things that they don't agree with? And I think it takes a little bit more savvy, if we're in the info war, it takes a little bit more savvy to know how to get into those systems in a way that we can leverage our own position, just like the social justice warriors do. But at the same time, not resort to the kind of the scummy part of it all, which is sort of leading people astray. Look, when you use the word liberty, most people don't find that word sexy. You know, racist has a lot more ooh-ah to it than libertarian. Libertarian sounds like you're stuck in the back of a truck with Ron Paul and he's talking to you about, like, you know, freedom. Policy papers and freedom. It doesn't sound very exciting to me, okay? You know, I tend to like the social argument. You have to start, this would be my argument, you have to start by identifying that the most powerful thing in the world right now are these technocratic systems that are in place, search engines, the way we connect on these social platforms. Governments have either encouraged these things to come along or quickly realizes that they were the new element, arms of control. And so you have to ask yourself whether your participation in these systems is actually enslaving you. Then you have to drill down a little further, and you have to want to ask questions about if what you're doing and participating in is truly as open as it seems. So if Twitter, for example, is full of people of a diverse set of opinions, and you feel like, hey, it's capitalist, it's my idea versus yours, who tweets more, who gets more retweets, who says the right incendiary thing, who does the right meme, great. That's America, great. And I would only argue, you know, where do you cross the line? And you see it all the time. I mean, InfoWars puts up articles. As somebody who's in the world, and I have to watch what I say, when you see a page that's literally, and the Facebook page is assassinate Donald Trump, and I believe Facebook comes out and says that doesn't violate our standards and practices.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where somebody like myself has to ask, is my participation in the Facebook system, and I would call it a system, am I actually encouraging something which, as an American, I find offensive?
Mm-hmm.
And I also find it offensive that a business would support, you can call, I would have no problem with a page that said, Donald Trump's a racist, Donald Trump's a homophobe, because that's just opinion. The minute you talk about killing someone, sorry, that's where you need to step in as a business, say, I will not support that. So why is that okay? But you can imagine what page you could create on Facebook today, and there would be calls for you to never work here at InfoWars ever again.
Right.
That's where it gets funky. So you have to be sophisticated enough to look at those systems and say, is my participation encouraging something that I know deep down is intrinsically not only flawed, but counterintuitive to what I want to be part of?
Mm-hmm.
And in essence, your participation is condonement. Now, I run a business. I have a Facebook page. I need the Facebook page at this day to run my business. It's an effective system. I don't like everything. So that's just another piece of information that may ultimately push me off Facebook, and I'm willing to take the commercial and public hit of not having that reach that I have to the 4 million plus people that follow us on Facebook, because at the end of the day, I as an American can't support that. So does it bother me? Yes. Do I have to have the argument in my head? Yes. To this point, I haven't made that decision. If you're not having that argument in your own head, then you're not participating. And then, to use Alex's term, you're just a drone who's just falling around. And you're pretending you have no influence, and you do.
Mm. And I think, too, it's really time for a lot of us who are libertarians and who are for freedom and who are concerned and who do, we're not kind of in the trance. We do see, we do need to start coming together and working and setting up our own systems to counteract their systems
right.
that they have.
That's why I would use the word empowerment. Empowering people with, let's not call it the facts and the truth. The facts and truth are always kind of ephemeral, this eye of the beholder stuff. Empowering people to have a better range of decision making as far as how they approach their social systems, I think that's powerful. Then if you take the extra step and you say, like maybe InfoWars sets up its own version of social media, so that like-minded businesses are able to participate in a system that is ultimately holistic mm-hmm. to the ideas that you would believe in.
Okay, and that was Billy Corgan with Leanne McAdoo talking about Facebook and banning. And, you know, they're trying to ban cash. And we've got an article at InfoWars.com. It's Mark Dice and yet another man on the street. This has been picked up by the Drudge Report. I want to play some of Mark Dice's report, banning cash. Will people sign a petition to ban cash?
And move forward in a cashless society. Most people don't even carry any cash on them, so we're going to be issuing a new digital currency instead of cash for people to use to help the economy.
How is it going to help the economy?
Well, it'll eliminate the black market with no cash. It'll eliminate people avoiding paying taxes. And with the digital, just print birthday signature, with the digital currency, people's purchases will always be tracked, traced, and databased for more accountability.
Print. I want my purchases tracked. Does
well,
that sound
just
good?
What do you? I'm not sure what you have to hide. Just give us a quick print here. Print birthday signature, just to help move America forward, just to help keep everybody safe. This will help to encourage everyone's purchases are tracked and traced and databased to make sure they're not buying things they shouldn't be buying.
Well, maybe I like buying stuff I shouldn't be buying.
Well, we're going to put an end to that.
Now, you can see the rest of that report at InfoWars.com. And again, you can also find it at the Drudge Report. It's currently linked there. That's Mark Dice getting people to sign a petition as to whether or not we should ban cash. Now, they're not just banning cash. They're changing our money. They're changing the people on money. We're going to talk about what's really behind that. They got everybody fighting now. That's what Obama does really well. Divide people along racial lines. We're also going to talk about the pissing contest that's going on in all of our bathrooms across the country. Trump has stepped into that now. We're going to talk about that coming up. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know about a special that we've got at InfoWars.com. We've created a new skeletal defense pack, which has joint formula and bone support, and put it together for 20% off. This is the best time to try both of these supplements to support your healthy joints and your healthy bones. You can do that now combined. Get both of these together at 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That's a skeletal defense pack at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about Donald Trump's comments on changing the $20 bill. We're going to talk about what's really behind it, and then we're also going to talk about what is going on in the latest bathroom wars. We'll be right back.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low-investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. IBC Filter Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention, if you or a loved one had a medical procedure to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or brain, please stand by for a very important message. IBC filters are commonly inserted to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or lungs. But now the FDA warns that these IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart damage, lung damage, danger from rupture, internal bleeding, even death. You could be entitled to a cash settlement, but you must call now. Time is limited for these claims. Call the attorneys at IBC Filter Justice for a free evaluation of your case. That's right, a free evaluation of your case. Get the compensation you deserve. Call today. Call the attorneys at IBC Filter Justice for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. Call 1-800-933-7789. Time is limited for these claims. Call for a free evaluation of your case. It's urgent that you act soon. That's 1-800-933-7789. 1-800-933-7789.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to Larry Nichols, who's going to be rejoining us, who was on with Alex earlier in the broadcast. He's going to be rejoining us in the next segment. Before we do, I want to talk about some of these crazy issues that we're dealing with right now. And, of course, the first one, we just had Mark Dice asking people, would they sign a petition to ban cash? Because, you know, if you're using cash, maybe you got something to hide. Maybe you're a bad person. Maybe you aren't controlled enough by the central banks. Okay? So we need to ban cash. And it's ironic to me that as our government and as the Federal Reserve move to ban cash, they're playing games with whose faces are on our bills. Now, look, we need to understand what's really going on here. Okay, this is not only political correctness. Donald Trump was right to call it out and say changing Jackson, taking him off and putting Harriet Tubman on is nothing but pure political correctness. He was absolutely right. And he said exactly the same thing as Ben Carson did. We got the story up on Infowars.com, Steve Watson, quoting Donald Trump. He said, I think Harriet Tubman is fantastic, but Andrew Jackson had a great history. I think it's very tough when you take somebody off of a bill. He said, I'd love to leave Jackson on, see if maybe we can come up with another denomination, maybe the $2 bill or another denomination. That's essentially what Ben Carson said. He said, I'd like to honor both of them. So let's come up with something new. That's what Greta Van Susteren said. She said, let's come up with something new. She proposed the $25 bill, because actually we've already got a $2 bill with Jefferson on it, I think. But nobody uses it. She thinks the $25 bill will be more useful. She goes on to say this, you know, I'm a feminist. I love to see women acknowledged for the great things they do to contribute to our nation. Harriet Tubman did great things. But what I don't get is this. Rather than dividing the country between those who happen to like the tradition of our currency and want President Andrew Jackson to stay put, and those who want to put a woman on the bill, it's so easy to make everybody happy. Just come up with a new bill, put a Harriet Tubman on it as well. Look, yeah, Andrew Jackson was a great president. Did he own slaves? Yes. Did Alexander Hamilton own slaves? Yes, he did. In spite of the Broadway play where they've got black people and women playing the founding fathers, Alexander Hamilton owned slaves as well. He even bought slaves, okay? Now, let's understand the real issue here, okay? Like I said, they're banning cash. The real issue is that you are a slave, folks. Obama owns slaves. The Federal Reserve owns slaves. They own you. You are the slave. Aren't you upset about that? I mean, let's get the Federal Reserve off of our money, okay? Get their hands off of our money. Let's go back to constitutional money. That's what Jackson was fighting for. They put his face on the bill because he fought them and he won. But then in the 20th century, when they made these bills again, they won. It was kind of bragging rights. But now that everybody's forgotten that, you know, they've moved on. Look, Andrew Jackson is the only general who fought in both Revolutionary and the War of 1812. Okay, he saved this country. The British had burned down the White House. He saved this country in the Battle of 1812. Probably should have played that as we came in. He also saved people from not just the British, but he saved them from the federal bank slavery. He talked about the how they should not be given this monopoly power over people, how they should not be able to manipulate the economy. And, of course, we had people in the 20th century make that same argument about the Federal Reserve. He also saved the country from the Supreme Court and its overreach, from the Supreme Court saying you don't have to obey the Constitution and have gold and silver behind your money. He also saved the country from the idea that the Supreme Court has the final say. But of course, now all those things have been put into place. That was always the struggle. And we need to remember that Andrew Jackson beat them at that game, and we can beat them at that game again. And you know, the interesting thing is how he beat the British. You know how he did that? He did that with militiamen, with riflemen, the militia, untrained soldiers, and freed slaves, and even some pirates, okay? That's how he beat the British. And so that's the lesson from Andrew Jackson, and we need to remember that. Now, we get to the bathroom wars, this cultural pissing contest that's going on. Kind of the focus is in North Carolina. Well, today we had Donald Trump step into it big time, I think. And some of his remarks, I think, are being misconstrued, but some of them aren't. Let's first look at what's happening with some of these other people. Kurt Schilling was fired by Disney. Well, ESPN, but, you know, Disney owns that. Disney, the people who are trying to propagandize your children with their worldview. I tell you, I took my family, because I've got a young daughter. We always go to see movies that the older crowd likes to see. So we thought, let's go to Zootopia. It had great reviews. It had a funny trailer. So I said, all right, let's go watch this. took the whole family to it. And after about 10 or 15 minutes, I was so disgusted with the social engineering of feminist roles in this that I said, we're leaving. We got up, whole family. I said, give me my money back. I am tired of the social engineering of Disney. Well, we got Kurt Schindler saying, Kurt Schilling saying, a man is a man no matter what they call themselves. I don't care what they are, who they sleep with. A men's room was designed for the penis. Women's not so much. Now you need laws telling us differently. That's pathetic. Well, you know what? Fired for that. March. Stay with us.
We'll be right back. Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And then last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So
welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining us now in this half hour, we have Larry Nichols. He, of course, is somebody who's been a longtime Clinton whistleblower. I'm going to go to Larry in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know about this new product we have that's just arrived at InfoWarsLife.com, Bone Support. This is something that looks excellent. I'm going to definitely use this. Bone Support contains the highest quality forms of calcium, orotate, magnesium orotate, vitamin D3, even MSM. They say some formulas containing MSM or magnesium alone can cost as much as one bottle of Bone Support, but you have these additional nutrients in here. And as part of the introductory offer, we're offering this and a skeletal defense pack with Joint Force. Now, this is something, our joint formula, that we've had for a while here. This is our new product, Bone Support, is joining Joint Formula. And you can get the two of those together in a skeletal defense pack for 20% off. Again, that's at InfoWarsLife.com. You know, your bones and your skeleton protect your vital organs. And if you start to have problems with your bones as you start to get older, if you have problems with your joints, that is going to take away your mobility. That is something that is very important, is something that is especially important as we start to age. We need to make sure that we have the correct nutrients, even for younger people, because we have such our food has been stripped of nutrients. You need to make sure that you have these supplements so you don't develop these kinds of problems at a much, much earlier age. It's something that happens commonly to people as they get older, but without the kind of supplement that you need to make sure that you're getting, that you're possibly not getting in your food, you may have these kind of skeletal problems at a much earlier age. So again, you can get our new bone support formula as well as our joint formula. You can get those two together for 20% off with the skeletal defense pack. That's at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, joining us now is Larry Nichols. Of course, he was a Clinton State House back in Arkansas. He's a whistleblower, government insider. He served as a political confidant and advisor to Governor Bill Clinton. That must have been tough. For a long time, for more than 10 years, he helped Clinton get elected and reelected as governor of Arkansas. And he has blown the whistle on the Clintons. Joining us again now is Larry Nichols. Welcome, Larry.
Hello. How are you, David? It's an honor meeting you.
It's an honor to talk to you. This is the first time I had a chance to interview you. Now, you were talking to Alex earlier today, and you were saying that, talking about repercussions that the elite will resort to if Trump wins. I think it's interesting that John McCain and Jeb Bush have said that they're not going to be at the convention. What do you make of that? They're not even going to be there.
You know, it's not just Jeb Bush and John McCain. There's been three or four other senior establishment Republican congressmen and senators that have announced, because they're in races, they've announced they're not going to the convention. David, that's probably the biggest thing to tell people what's going to happen at the convention.
Yeah.
Look.
The fix is in, right?
Yeah, the fix is in. And, David, you know this. These guys that are running for office, they use this convention as their time to get FaceTime on TV.
Oh, yeah.
They get in front of a big crowd. You know, they get to be somebody. For them to turn down this opportunity is huge. Why? Why are they doing it? Well, because they know when they pull that nomination for Trump, when he justifiably should get it, there's going to be outrage. And so, guess what? They don't want it to come back on them in their down ballot race. They don't want it.
That's right. Or future races that they're going to do. Yeah, or future races that they're going to do. It looks like they are, I mean, we keep hearing them say that they'd rather support the Clintons than to support Trump. They're willing to burn down the party so they can forward this globalist agenda that they've got, just as we've seen them do over and over again with the Keystone Pipeline. That's been their first priority. It doesn't matter that they got elected to control the borders or to turn back Obamacare. No, the thing they kept focusing on was Keystone Pipeline, because they are the Keystone Party. And now they're focused on still keeping the borders open, but also getting these trade treaties through, getting the climate treaties through. That's their real agenda. Hillary will give them all of that, and they're willing to burn their little party down so that they can get that agenda forwarded.
You know, David, you've known it. I've known it. Alex has known it. We've all talked about it for years. There's not two parties.
That's right.
There isn't. It's a system, and the system says you got to make people believe they have a choice.
Yeah.
So they set up a blue team, a red team. But as you're seeing on the Democrat side, they got the superdelegates. So before you even get in the race, somebody that gets all the superdelegates, in this case like Hillary, well, technically she's already won. The Republicans don't have superdelegates. What they've got is they have their delegates, and their delegates are party people. There's not a person that is a delegate for the RNC that is not a party loyalist from top to bottom. And what does that mean? That means whatever the power says at the management level with the party to do, they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So here you've got the perfect setup. They're going to go in the convention. they're going to say, golly gee, for whatever reason, the Rules Committee, and remember, the Rules Committee has said they can do whatever they want to do with the rules.
Yeah.
They can do anything they want to.
That's right. We're fighting the referees as well as the league, aren't we?
You bet. And people think, well, they've got it. No, they don't have to do anything. The RNC and the DNC are private clubs. They can do anything they want to do. Now, this gives us our last opportunity, David. When we lose this one, if we lose this one, there will not be, David, another election. They won't. This is the last election we're going to have. This is it.
Now, I agree.
Part of that is with all the illegal aliens that they're going to be able to vote with the Mexicans, the Syrians, Muslims, etc. The average American, white guy, black guy, anybody in the category of average, everyday American, the people that have made this nation great, we're not going to be relevant. We're not going to have enough votes. But worse than that, let me ask you this, David. After what has come out in this campaign about the system and how it works, how could there ever be another election?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things that's good about this is that so far, Donald Trump hasn't just shut up and gone along with it like, unfortunately, Ron Paul did last time. You know, you're talking about the Democrats and Republicans. Now, the Democrats have got their superdelegates. You know, the Republicans have got their secret delegates. The people, like we're talking about just the beginning of this, they're now starting to talk about how in Pennsylvania they're going to have a beauty contest, which we think is the election. But then there's going to be another election that follows after that. There'll be delegates, but they won't list on the ballot who these delegates support. And so that's where we need to have our voice. Except, Larry, when we talk about it and we say we want to do something about this, we want to expose this, we want to show who these people are, we want to show up and lobby these delegates, Cruz is allowed to lobby the delegates, and that's just politics. That's just fine. But if we talk about lobbying the delegates, we're accused of inciting a riot, inciting
that's
violence,
right,
because we're a mob, right?
Well, the other problem we've got is show me a delegate. Show me a delegate.
Yeah.
Anybody listening to this program, tell me somebody you know that is a delegate. You can't find them. You cannot find them.
They're secrets.
So, they're secret. Now, that's why I tell you, if you understand and believe as I do, this is the last election we're going to have. Either we win this one, or our country is done. Now, let me say to all those people that are going, oh, conspiracy nut. Yeah, there might be an election in 4 years. You know, Russia and Cuba, quote unquote, have elections.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
But it's not going to be the elections like we thought we were supposed to be having. But after what has come out just in this election, David, tell me why any man, woman, or child would go vote in a Republican or Democratic primary election. Why would you go vote? Because you now know you're wasting your time. The establishment, the hierarchy, they're going to pick who they want.
That's right.
We can vote. We can feel good that we went and voted, but that's all we can do is feel good we went and voted because we have no say-so.
There can't be
another election.
I think that's why the anger is building with the people, because we have seen over a period of time unfolding. We knew that they were doing these Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Mm-hmm.
They called it a partnership and not a treaty. They played all these semantic games like we see Cruz and the establishment playing now when they call it a partnership or they call it a trade agreement and say, well, that's not a treaty. We don't have to use a treaty process that's in the Constitution to approve that. And, oh, by the way, we're working on this for years, but you're not allowed to see it. We're not even going to allow your elected representative to see it for a long time, okay? And then once they allowed it, guess what? The elected representatives could care less except for Senator Sessions, and he's the only one the only senator who has endorsed Donald Trump is the guy who read this deal that is set up to screw us, a secret trade deal. And so we've seen these secret trade deals being done. We've seen all these insiders doing this, and this is not free trade. This is about managing our economy with a small group of people. And we've seen this. We've been getting angry about this. And then we got one guy who comes out of nowhere and says, you know what? I'm angry about that, too. And I'm going to run against that as well. And I'm going to expose that. And not only that, I'm going to take back NAFTA. We're going to either renegotiate or end NAFTA because that's been a horrible deal for us. I mean, talking about getting Mexico to build the fence, Mexico is making $60 billion a year in a trade surplus with the U.S. because of NAFTA. I mean, it was an even situation. Sometimes it would be a $2 or $3 or $5 billion surplus one way or the other until they passed NAFTA. Then it jumped to $15 billion, went as high as 90-something, and now we've settled at this last year at about $60 billion trade deficit. We've lost so much money to just Mexico, not even Canada, over this deal, and they're about to roll this out in steroids, and that's the secret government. Now we have the secret election. They're running the election the same way they put these trade treaties in. That's what people are getting upset about. That's what they're waking up to as well.
Well, remember, the health care bill, you know, Nancy Pelosi, you're going to have to vote and approve the bill before you get to read and see what's inside. Well, that sounds insane, right?
That's right. That's the way they do it.
Look at what you're being told now. Go vote.
Yeah.
But you'll just have to go vote. We'll tell you who's going to be the nominee. Now, having said all of this, there's one thing, David, that I know, and I know you know it. There's one thing all these politicians want more than anything on earth. One thing they're afraid of more than anything on earth. It's not me. It's not you. It's not our kids, grandkids. It's not the country. It's not anything. Their job. It's all about their job. So come Monday, we're going to fight back. We are. Now, I've done this trick before, by the way. It works every time. I did it with the Dubai ports thing. That's how we got that turned around. Come Monday on my Facebook, go to it. There's going to be a script, and there's going to be phone numbers for four or five senators and congressmen, the ones that are in races. And we're going to basically say, David, in this script, we want people to call. You won't call up that congressman and senator. You're going to say, hey, listen, to his staffer, because you're not going to talk to that person. You're going to say, listen, if Congressman Blank does not fight and support whichever candidate actually wins the majority of votes from the people in that convention, if you let it get stripped away, you don't even have to say Trump, whichever one actually wins the vote from the people, if you don't fight to make sure that person gets the rightful nomination, I'm going to do everything in my power with my family, my friends, everyone I know, and I'm going to see to it that you lose your election this time, and you'll never hold public office again, ever. Now.
That's excellent. And you've been around. You know how this works. You helped to get Bill Clinton elected and reelected. Yeah. Let me give them your Facebook. It's facebook.com/larry.nichols.921. That's larry.nichols.921, and that's how they can find that information. That's going to start on Monday. You're going to give them a game plan on what they can do as activists.
When you go to Facebook, you'll know it's mine because it'll say up at the top of it, Revolution 2.0. So please kind of look. It may be Larry Nichols Conway. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't figure that stuff out. But go there. It's going to be there. But, David, this is important. There's a rule. I wrote it, so I know about it. Did it for the Clintons. Now it's part of Washington. You can never make someone love you enough, David, to work as hard to get you elected as somebody that hates you will work to defeat you. That's a fundamental law in politics. We're going to use that. We've never had more power than we're going to have right now. And we can destroy the Republican Party down ballot. I mean, we can destroy congressmen, senators' chances of getting elected, judges, governors, state reps, you name it. If we can get enough people, and it doesn't have to be as many as you think, David, because we're going to use what's called force multiplication. You know, if I call you one time, that's one call, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But if I call your office five times, and each time I call, I get another staffer, I'm now five people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, think about it. If I got 1,000 people calling that congressman's office or your office, and each one calls five times, that's 5,000 people, then their old minds start working. Because remember, they're scared of us at election time, the only time, but they're scared at election time. All of a sudden, they think, well, my God, You know, David, if there's 5,000 people that have called and said this, I bet there's 5 million that feel that way but just haven't called.
And that's key because people typically don't participate. I mean, I've done a lot of political rallies with the Republican Party, for example, that we were covering, and nobody shows up. I've had situations where it was the Republicans and Democrats that we were filming, and nobody showed up. And so when you have a situation where you got tens of thousands of people show up for Trump, that's amazing. And if nobody calls them on issues, and we've seen this happen over and over again. I've seen when they've tried to restrict homeschooling. I've seen what a determined group of homeschoolers can do to turn that legislation around. As you pointed out, if they know that people are going to hate them on this particular issue and they can make that go away, they know that it's if they're on the other hand, if people are motivated to get them out, motivated enough to call them, that's a big issue. So you're going to focus these people on some key individuals. And how are you picking these individuals? That's the key thing is how you pick these individuals.
I know them. I know most all of the long-time standing congressmen and senators, and I know which ones are two things. Weak need, number one, scared. And then number two, the ones that will spread the word to the others. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have to call all the congressmen and all the senators. Hey, we want to pick three or four congressmen and senators, call that group, pour the coal to them. They'll spread the word. They'll spread the word. Now, another part of it is going to find out people that aren't going to the convention.
Yeah.
If you're not going to the convention, I got you. And that's what people got to know, David.
Because they're already scared, aren't they, Larry? They're already afraid of the public. That's why they're not going to the convention in the first place. That's a good point.
You're not going to the convention, folks. You say these words. I got you, buddy. I got you.
Jeb's not going.
That's what we're
going
to use.
Jeb's not going because Jeb is a mess.
That's right.
He can very easily be intimidated. We've seen him be intimidated. He was intimidated by Donald Trump, and we know Donald Trump's supporters can intimidate him. Hang on. We got to take a commercial break. We're going to be right back with Larry Nichols. A great plan of action. Stay with us. We'll talk more about that in just a bit.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Einer. We're talking to Larry Nichols, and he has a strategic plan to apply political pressure to key people. This is a grassroots plan. It's something you can participate in. It doesn't cost you anything but your time. Okay? This is something we all need to do. What is it worth to you in terms of your time to keep your country, to keep your freedom, to keep your rights? Okay? This is what you can do to make sure that you keep the elections, that the at least the voice of the people are heard. This is a new level of corruption that we've not seen openly in elections before. And we need to react to this. We need to react when they take our freedoms. I'll go back to Larry Nichols in just a moment. I had Rob Dew pop his head in here during the break and say, you know, Prince just died. He had some interesting comments when he was talking to people. He's talked in the past about chemtrails, but he also talked about copyright protection on his art. And he said, you know, pretty soon they're going to come after our DNA. Because this is a guy who was awake on a number of levels, Prince, who just died today. And before I go back to Larry Nichols, I just want to mention briefly that we have a new product, Bone Support, and we are offering that in conjunction with Joint Formula for 20% off and a Skeletal Defense Pack. Now, Bone Support is an exclusive formula that contains key compounds that are known to support healthy bones and teeth. And also, you get that with a joint formula. We call that the Skeletal Defense Plan, offering that brand new product. If you want to try that, get it with a 20% discount. And if you haven't tried joint formula, that's a good time to try joint formula as well. Get those two together. We call it the Skeletal Defense Pack, 20% off, InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go back to Larry Nichols. Larry, tell us how people can help you. First, before we go back to talking about your plan on putting pressure on key people to tell them to follow what the voters are saying, tell people how they can help you with PayPal, because I know you're facing some very serious health issues.
Well, I need it. I hate begging, but I need it desperately. You can go to PayPal and go to NicholsLive@AOL.com. NicholsLive@AOL.com.
And that's N-I-C-H-O-L-S. N-I-C-H-O-L-S. Nichols. Mm-hmm.
NicholsLive@AOL.com. And folks, if you can help, please do. You know, I wish I were well enough, David, where I wouldn't have to ask people for help. I wish
Don't
I wouldn't
apologize.
Have to ask people. You know, I wish I wouldn't have to ask people to give me help to make these phone calls. But, mm-hmm. folks, all I'm asking, all, David, we're asking people to do is you're going to get these guys' number. You're going to make five phone calls to four or five different people. We're talking about making 20 to 25 phone calls to save your nation. If you're not willing to do that.
That's right. That's right.
If you're not willing to do that, don't look in the mirror and call yourself a patriot, because you're not. You're not.
Boy, when you think about what people have done in the past, have they put everything on the line. Mm-hmm. They put all their property, their reputation, and their lives on the line in so many different ways. I talked to a guy who is a historical interpreter for George Washington. When you think about what the guys went through at Valley Forge during that winter, what many people have gone through over our history, if you won't pick up the phone and make a few calls to make sure that these politicians are, that their feet are held to the fire, that they do what the people want them to do. And this is a single issue. You know, they over and over again, right. we've elected them for particular issues and they turn their backs on us.
Well, I'm going to say one other thing. When I heard today's program with Alex, I got to tell you something, David, with the things that are coming, folks. Now, David will tell you, I hope he'll tell you, I get nothing. I mean, I'm not here to hawk product or sell anything. But I'm going to tell you all something, and you better listen tight.
We got about 20 seconds. There you go.
All right, this country's coming down if we're not careful and if we don't win.
That's right.
Y'all better get stocked up on the things that you can get right here with
you. It's serious now. It's serious now. Yes, thank you so much. Thank you, Larry Nichols. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN.